New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Today is more like a Friday for us. We have no show tomorrow or Friday, which I know disappoints you. But
we're not. I don't know what Bill. I think I know how Bill feels. I'm not wild about it.
I was set for Friday. Jake, was I not set for Friday?
You did call.
I adjusted my plans. I'll be there.
This was a few weeks ago that we talked about that, and at that point I thought we had a show Friday, but we do not, so we'll be back on Monday after today, but we're not mailing it in, though. This is Wednesday.
No, there's stuff to talk about.
Lots to talk about today. Sip, how was your birthday yesterday?
It was good.
Past the show.
It was good. It was good. Thank you guys for helping make my birthday special.
Did you finish off the cake?
Yeah, did you eat the whole cake or not?
No.
Come on.
No,
Quitter.
We didn't finish the cake. We had Mexican last night. Very predictable. The thing I got to say is I got a lot of breakers to thank, and I can't get to all of them. You know, you can't return all the texts.
So you can. You just press on it and you hit
just
reply.
Say thanks or thumbs up.
It would take a lot of discipline.
You don't have to give them a full, like, a two paragraphs of, like, what you did for the day. And
here's my whole day of events. If you care to wonder.
Thank you for all the texts.
How many do you think you got from breakers specifically?
Over 100.
Over 100?
Yeah. So I tried to get, I probably got back to 20 of them. And maybe I can take some time this weekend. But anyway, thank you.
You just sent a response text 4 days after the fact, like on Saturday or Sunday.
I think it's fair.
Yeah. People do that.
Better late than never in this situation?
Yeah, there's people who do that.
Okay.
People.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that sometimes get back to you 4 days later. I'm like that. I'll get back to someone 4 or 5 days later. I do that. You can't get to... Okay. You want me to do the old man rant real quick?
Yes, I would like that.
I go on to airplane mode a lot because I don't believe I should be accessible all the time. So I go on to airplane mode.
That's not even old. That's
proper.
Gold.
That's proper to you. How's that old?
Yeah, I just say there's certain points in my day where I say I'm not available. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I don't have to be available at 8 o'clock at night.
Really, no
airplane mode.
There's a couple people.
Yeah,
on call trauma surgeon have to have your phone ready at all.
Can't
times.
Can't be on airplane mode. Sorry,
but someone has to be looking at their phone all the time. I always say, like, are you on call right now? Are you potential surgery? You have to be in the next half hour or something. No, so you should not be on your phone all the time. There's nothing.
A priest's last rites.
Yeah,
right. Maybe.
I don't know, but
maybe not. I
can see that. Yes, but. If you're the...
But I'm neither a surgeon nor a priest.
There's nothing...
That's very obvious. It's very clear.
He'd be a great priest. You would be.
Think so?
Yeah, he'd be great at confession.
You had experience going there every day for years.
Every day for years.
You know how to ask questions.
I liked going to confession. Yeah. When you walked out, you were completely free of sin. It was amazing.
He went right back to your way.
Stop.
So I can go right back to the... What was the bar you hung out at when you used the payphone? You go right back there. What was the name of that place when you were, when you were 14?
I don't know what it was called. I can't remember. Yeah, but yeah, there's an evil Knievel
pinball.
A pinball machine with a phone
right there
that I'd call my girlfriends at. Yeah, the evil Knievel thing was part of that. It was in the bar, and the bar was in a mall, and you just walk out into the mall, and there's a payphone. Yeah. It's a perfect setup.
That is a good day.
Yeah. And back to confession the next day.
That's a good day.
See tomorrow at St.
Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure started having in-person confessions. Yes. It was incredible.
Did you have a consistent time you were going to confession, like they knew it wouldn't expect you?
No, but it was the same. It was usually the same father. I mean, it was. I just always thought it was fine. I mean, that's what they're there for, you know. I didn't mind pouring it out to him. Is what it is.
Right back to your ways afterward.
I mean, they hear it all.
Did you ever hear a slight chuckle from the other side? Kind of, Steve.
No. I mean, I was smart enough as a kid to know they hear it all. So they're going to hear it all from me, too. Yeah. So that's it. I don't think you're supposed to talk about your confessions, which we're going to cease doing right now.
You went, though. Yeah. You did.
Yeah, that's enough.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Were there margaritas consumed last night?
At the confession?
No.
No. Yes, one.
Just one.
One really good one.
What's your thoughts on the paper straw?
Good question.
Don't do it. It gets in the way. Yeah. That's my thought.
As it
pokes your eye sometimes.
Yeah. Dangerous. So it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You took risks last night.
No, I pull the straws out.
Out immediately?
Yeah. I'm always amazed by the straw thing because it's dangerous. Yeah. Could poke your eye out.
I always go with salt, but I really don't ever
partake. You don't lick it off?
I don't partake in the salt.
No, I do.
I really don't.
I always go salt
because I just think of.
I wonder why you don't partake.
I don't know, but I never want to have a margarita served without salt. That has salt on it.
No, I won't. I'll just say take it back.
Yeah, take it back. Yeah.
Well, try again.
I'll throw it back in their face. Yeah,
I won't throw it back. But no, a margarita without salt is not acceptable.
It's not
and
a
the
margarita.
Sugar thing I can't do either.
No.
You want sugar or salt? Yeah. I sure don't want sugar on it. Yeah.
So you had a good birthday. It's great.
Yeah, everything was good. How are you guys? What about your idol
chit-chat?
Bill, idol
chit-chat from you at all? Anything yesterday?
Come on, idol.
No, I really don't. I have absolutely zero habit.
Show prep?
Of any sort of, you know, that. Show prep, I did. Of course, I always
see, hear that?
Rip through, you know, in detail of Jake's rundown. Mm-hmm. I love when Jake has a busy day and the rundown sounds like at 9 a.m. Sometimes at 9 a.m. we get it, and I'm like, what if something happens in these next 14 hours, Jake? Do we want to talk about that?
It's a big risk like that. Just know the rundown is flexible, but it's something on paper to have.
I know.
It came around.
That was a good
about
3:30 yesterday.
It was about 3:30 yesterday. My favorite is when Jake hasn't done it until late, and then I'll send out, hey, I'll get our group text. Hey, I'll do the rundown. Don't worry about it. And that just sends things into a tither.
It does.
It sends things into a tither.
It does.
Because you don't. Type.
I don't type.
You'd have to write it out.
In cursive.
Have Laura write it out.
Have to write it out.
Scan it over to us. Yes. Fax it to us.
Well, we're here and Bella is here.
We are here.
Thank you, Bella, for being... Seriously, thanks to Bella, who comes in on a dead week with... What's our other producer?
Ben.
Ben. Gone.
He was over hours last week. Now he's on vacation. Can we add his vacation hours on so now we can go, like, we'll not be over hours for, like, a month or something?
Ooh, good question.
Add that back.
Bella's here, though, and that's big.
Bella was here plenty early, so.
And this is it for the week.
That's it for the week for us. So you know what that means, though? It's a Friday, basically. It's a Wednesday. It's a Friday.
What's it mean?
It means it's a roll call. It's a roll call day.
Okay.
464-5685. Text your name, your age, where you're listening from, and anything else you want for a fourth item today. Bill.
I would like to know out there who is putting fire to a fuse. Are you actually lighting a firework? I want to know who's actually...
Right now?
Right, could be right now. I want to know who is actually... Will they actually partake in the act of fireworks?
Do you know this... When 4th of July falls on a Thursday, that means we're going to hear a lot tonight, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.
So get ready. I got to be with Bullet.
I'm on bullet duty. Full bullet duty.
This does not go well with sugar. Does not
you
go
might,
well.
You might we were need
walking,
to stay home.
We were walking late last night. Not late last night, but it was just that almost dusk and people can't, you know, can't stand it. They have to start shooting some things off, which I'm for that. That's part
of
it.
I'm not anti. Yeah. No, I'm not.
But then every time they go off, she kind of had that look like, well, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are we doing here?
Okay, so you might have a situation tonight.
Could be a situation.
You have to monitor that closely.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a full, not all dogs, a lot of dogs handle just fine. I mean.
Yeah, some doesn't bother at all. Don't even notice it.
Right. Bullet will do odd things like go under the sink. Like, or like, well, you've never done that. Like, what are you doing? Like, go into the sink or pop up on the bed and bury his head in a pillow. Yeah, he does things like that. So, yeah, I got full bullet duty. You can't, it would be animal abuse to leave him alone. Probably starting tonight.
So you will not be lighting fireworks then to answer
Bill's
question.
No, I love fireworks.
I love fire to fuse.
I love them. Yes. I lit them as a kid. But no, with a dog like that, you got to be with him.
All right, some response. Connor, 27 years old in Lincoln. Yes, of course I'll be lighting fireworks myself. That's off the bat there.
Connor.
Buffet son, age 39. Yes, lighting fireworks with cigarettes today and tomorrow. With six.
God, we talked about that. I talked about the Chris Buhalters. You drive by. It was nothing to drive by in the 70s when me and Sybil were really in our prime of lighting fireworks. Say like third or fourth grade.
Yep.
And seeing four kids standing there with cigarettes in their hand, lit cigarettes. If you drove by it, you wouldn't even stop like, hey, what's going on here? You would not think one thing of it.
No. Would that be when the punks are gone?
When the punks were gone. Something would happen.
Just
go get a cigarette.
And I can remember that. And then you'd have to say, hey, just go get punks. We don't need any more fireworks. Just go get some punks.
Punks, yes.
But in the meantime, we can.
Someone's got cigarettes.
Everybody had cigarettes back then.
Eric says, unfortunately here, age 38. Hmm. What's that supposed to mean? Go back to bed, Eric. He says, he said, unfortunately here. That was his words.
Well, maybe he meant, unfortunately, I'm lighting fireworks.
No, I think he's saying he wishes he was asleep right now.
Oh.
On that one. It's okay, Eric. We're glad you're here. Ryan in Delaware, age 39. Yes, I'll be lighting fireworks myself.
In Delaware.
Chris in Fremont, age 48. Chet in Nebraska City. Of course, I'm an American. I'm lighting fireworks.
America.
You don't have to be American to light fireworks. If you're a Ukrainian citizen,
do you have to have your citizenship to do it? Would you be arrested?
No.
If you're here in Lincoln.
I need your ID, please.
A Honduran. You can light
that.
It. Yes.
Greg in Fishers, Indiana. Nope. I watch. I don't light the fireworks. Age 52.
Nothing wrong with that.
Is that you?
Is that
you
me?
You still light them?
I'm more in the
watch.
Disperse and watch. Yes. Because there's nothing. There's nothing more than seeing, which we're going to hit on a little bit later, so I don't want to delve too hard into this, but just seeing when a firework gets lit and then just seeing a scampering second grader trying to get away like it's going to go off like a landmine.
Well, that is a beautiful sight. Yes,
it is a beautiful sight.
It's a beautiful sight.
And kids get super excited.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
Mitt in Arkansas, no fireworks.
Okay, Mitt, that's
not
fine.
Not doing fireworks. Fine. Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida, he says, Happy Independence Day. I am a watcher, not a lighter.
Okay.
So a couple in a row there. Aaron,
so 4th of July is tomorrow.
So Seward, is the 4th of July
capital.
That's right.
In the state. Aaron's already on his way there right now, age 47, on the 3rd.
Does he live in Lincoln?
I think he lives in Wilbur, down at Wilbur. So he's going to spend 2 days in Seward, apparently.
That'll be fun.
Yep. LB and Minden, no fireworks for me. I had a disaster a couple years ago. I love to watch them, though.
Oh, he had a disaster. I won't ask.
We don't need to have specifics there. We had a disaster from LB and Minden, but he's going to watch the fireworks this year.
A whip it.
Whip it good. Craig in Berlin, Ohio. Nope, just watching. Age 51. Nell's in Big Fork, Montana. Age 47. He's got the punks. They're staged and ready, he says.
Staged.
Remember that you had the different size punks.
Sure you did.
The big long, thick one, or the little ones you had, like they
usually
were
not in between.
And getting them lit was always something.
Yeah,
just getting them going.
It was.
And then you always remember always blowing on them. Oh, you had to blow on them to keep them going.
Absolutely.
Ooh, so it was a lot to manage the.
Once
pump.
You had it going, it was
a heater.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Mac in Omaha says he's lighting fireworks. Let his brothers do most of the work. He's 23 years old, so helping his.
Yeah, he's kind of growing out of it at 23.
Yeah, Eric in Hickman says a plethora of fireworks from my stop at the Roca Crazy Cracker to see Scooter.
Scooter,
how about that?
That got Bella.
Yeah. Bella went double fist up.
Double fist.
Yes. Helping, double fist up.
Helping our people out here. Thank you, Eric and Hickman. Appreciate that. Robert and Coleridge, I do not partake in fireworks, like watching or lighting at all?
It's fine. And if that's your choice, it's fine. You don't have to.
My son is mowing greens right now at Holmes Golf Course. Probably a little bit soggy out there still, I bet, in the rain.
Wouldn't that be a good job?
That'd be an incredible job.
Good job.
I know exactly. They're like those big rollers.
Oh, yeah. He sent it to me right there.
When they whip onto the green, that's exciting.
If you can, that job, that was one of those jobs I always thought that'd be pretty cool. Work at a golf course, you know, be a manicurist. That'd be a good job.
Be a great job.
Yeah, it would. I'm serious. Because it's the environment you're around every day.
Will in Fullerton says, I will dabble with the fireworks.
That's a good
I'll
way
dabble.
He's going to dabble. I believe that's Will from also one of our works. Where does he work at in Albion, Jake?
Applied Connective Technologies?
Yeah, you know what he's doing right now? Making sure things are secure. It's what he does.
No hacking. No hacks with Applied Connective Technologies.
Yeah. I've been hacked!
Not with Applied Connective. No way.
If you are, it's no big deal.
Kurt in Northern Kentucky, age 57, says we will have fireworks going in Cincinnati this weekend.
Oh, interesting. Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati. Bill knows that area.
You're basically in the same.
Yeah.
What was interesting about the last time I was there? It was a while back, but this is when smoking had been banned for, I don't know, 20 years in bars or a restaurant. And we're staying, and I went to visit the Bengals, but we stayed in Kentucky. It was right across the river. It's right there. And we went to have dinner that night, and all of a sudden it's like, what is that? It's like, they're still smoking in bars in Kentucky. As of like, this was like 3 years ago.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, we then went to breakfast the next morning to a diner. The lady took our order with a cigarette in her mouth, lit.
It doesn't bother me at all.
It didn't really bother me. It was just like, okay. That's what they do in Kentucky.
I wonder if the ban's on now. I wonder if they've changed that.
Yeah, it could have happened in the last, but just a few years back, it was still going.
Regarding sewer, we have Larry, age 68, says, I'm getting the hell out of town right now. Doesn't like the 4th of July celebration in Seward. Get me out of here.
I appreciate the honesty.
Get me out of here.
I get it.
I can see me getting out. I can see it happening. I can see me getting out. I appreciate Seward's effort on this, though.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've got caught before trying to get through Seward on
just like me in the parade last year.
All of a sudden, you get yourself, you better know right now where you're going with this. You get yourself in a pickle.
What happened last year?
Well, I was driving back from the Black Hills, and we took the sewer route for some reason. That was my fault. I said, I want to see what's going on in the 4th of July town. Why was there a parade going on at 5 p.m. is what I want to know. Parades are meant for 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., not 5 p.m.
I'm kind of with you on that.
And here I go right through the parade. Yeah. They stopped the parade to let 5 cars, including myself, go through. I felt very guilty and bad about that.
Jake in the middle of the Seward parade.
That was me. I was in the parade on the 4th of July last year in Seward.
Nice job.
Yep. And last one here. This is a Lefty from Pender. I no longer like them. You know Lefty at all or not?
he no longer likes what?
Well,
he does not like.
Oh, he no longer liked.
Maybe he lost his right hand in an accident.
Might have.
That could be. That's why he's Lefty.
Lefty and Pender.
It's interesting to hear
that. That's actually Gavin, by the way. That was Gavin. Okay. That was Gavin.
Talked to Gavin on the phone yesterday.
So it's a short roll call. Not a lot of listeners.
I got some more. I got more. Joel Thunder, not Collins, with us. We got Joel in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Jeff the Texter. Chris in Holdridge. Hey, Chris Nelson.
Hey,
Chris.
Guys.
Barbecue.
You'd be semi-interested in this. I met Big Slim yesterday.
You did?
Big Slim.
Where at? At
the gym. At Planet Fitness. Yeah, he presented himself. He's like, I'm Big Slim. Yeah, I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
Big Slim.
He was on the rack next to me.
He works with Bauer.
Did you spot him?
He's on the squat rack right next to me. What'd you say?
He works with Bauer.
He does. He was there with one of his Bauer workers.
With Stu Bowers.
Yeah. Which we know. He's been dropped out of heaven for me.
Stu Bauer. And I said, so you work for Stu Bauer? And he goes, yes. You know what he said? He goes, it's incredible.
Did he ask if he's going to be taking part in the Big Man Machinery Fantasy Camp?
No, I forgot to ask. Yes.
Come on. How did you forget that question?
Big Slim. Shout out to Big Slim. He listens all the time. He's a good dude.
Putting holes in the ground.
Yep.
He's a good dude.
Those guys were getting their workout in.
They can drill underneath cricks.
Underneath.
I like to watch that.
You have to have a special permit to do that. They've got it.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
Big Slim.
Shout out to Big Slim and to Bauer and Stu Bauer, Bauer Underground, Bauer Infrastructure. Great people, great company.
Stu.
Great person. Bob and Montana, Boone and Firth.
Keep going.
You want me to?
Let's just do the first hour.
Nyla, Jeff the Texter.
Nyla. Nyla's with us.
Mike in Ozark, Missouri.
Nyla's from Seward. I wonder if she's gearing up.
She said that she's just watching this year. It gets very crazy in Seward. Just going to watch, not light any this year.
I wonder how crazy it gets. I mean, I did go there as a collegian. And it was pretty crazy, yeah. I got hammered.
Wow, what a surprise.
You can say that. I was 20 years old.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to forget you two before I move on.
Yeah,
YouTube is Breakers with Walter with us in Delco, Pennsylvania, Montana Husker, Owen, Steven in Hondo, Texas, age 61.
Hondo,
He's got 15 mortars ready to go. He's got some big, loud fireworks happening.
Right now, Breakers, if you're especially local, I like to hear it first. Go outside and light off an artillery shell now. Just fire one
off. We want to hear it.
Fire one off. Get a little video clip and send it in to Jake.
Please.
Please get one like that of you firing one off here within the 6:30 mark.
Absolutely.
Fire up. Get the neighborhood going a little bit. Start this thing up. Let's have some fun. Let's surprise the heck out of a couple cats.
James, Spencer, that's our people on, and Bolt on YouTube.
Do we have people listening today?
We do. Okay. The Breakers are here. Yes. So that is the roll call, sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards and Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Do you guys know that next week already? Next week we got Media Day. We have Media Days, not Big Ten, but Big 12 Media Days are next week in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. 2 days, the Big 12 is out there. I did not know this was happening this early until yesterday.
Where is it at again?
It's in Vegas, Allegiant Stadium.
That's where it is. Oh, God.
So,
isn't the Big 12, you guys read about the Big 12, isn't it fun now?
It is fun.
Each conference is just like, they're all ginormous now.
They're ginormous, and the matchups are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I know I do that thing where I grouse about the transfer portal and NIL and blah, blah, blah. But, man, the games are going to be incredible. I mean,
What if we did the entire show? Blah, blah, blah. Talk about this after now. The whole show.
But, yeah, I mean, think about just Kansas State, Utah, you know.
There's incredible things.
Yeah.
Yeah, going on.
All right, you go to the poll.
By the way, the first media poll is out.
Go to the
poll.
For
the Big 12. Utah is the favorite to win the Big 12, followed closely by Kansas State, then Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Arizona on down from that. But Utah,
there's some incredible matchups.
Yeah.
God.
There are. I mean, think about it. Now, this poll is interesting, Bill, Jake. I mean, you always look at the bottom. Look at what's happened to Cincinnati. What the hell happened? They're pick 14th. Which, by the way, tells you a little bit about Fickell.
Yeah.
How good he was, right?
Yeah, they're picked 14th.
Because Cincinnati's dropped
off. They were in the playoffs a couple years ago. In the playoffs, one of the four.
In the playoff. Yeah. In the playoff. Houston, what happened to Houston? They're picked 15th. What happened to BYU? Pick 13th. But it also illustrates, this is a good league. Because those aren't bad teams.
It's an incredible league.
Yeah, those aren't bad teams. I mean, you forget West Virginia. West Virginia's only picked 7th.
West Virginia was picked dead last. Now we got music on. Oh, we got music on.
Did you get a birthday text over there or something? You got an ad coming up. Yeah. Is that your computer? Yeah. But West Virginia had a good year.
West Virginia was picked dead last year. That was fun. That was fun to see. How's it going, Steve? It's right now.
We have chaos going on here.
Try turning the phone off.
We can't tell if it's from the computer.
It's from the Utah Deseret News.
Oh, come on, Utah.
Okay, so back to the poll. Where were you at? The matchups are incredible. The bottom of it's good. Iowa State didn't get any love. No first place votes for Iowa State. They're sixth in the poll, but no first place votes would surprise me. Because they're good.
They return like 20 starters, whatever. It's a ridiculous number
of
starters.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, but when you read it, you're just like, this league is going to be fascinating.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, Baylor won it. Where are they picked at?
Like 12.
Like 12.
They are 12, yeah. Yeah. 12.
They won the league. 2 years ago, they won the league.
Right.
Colorado 11th in their first year back in the Big 12.
Colorado 11th is interesting to me, right on the heels of EA Sports. EA Sports assessed rosters and said that Colorado had the 20th best roster. I'm just saying, that's what EA Sports said.
With their 74 players that they have?
Yeah. I mean, they have some talent. They do have some talent.
I guarantee you where Colorado's at right now, I would imagine it's very diligent working going on, and they are scouring through Utah State's roster.
Because
they fired their coach yesterday,
Blake Anderson,
which is just like almost the exact time that Fitz got it last year, about the same time.
Going on.
They didn't give all the details, but it's something to do with Title IX and not reporting some form of sexual assault in the right manner. Don't know exactly what it is. It'll come out at some point in time. It really won't come out. It's gonna be like, no, this because right away this is gonna be a going to court settlement thing. There's going to be a fight for money.
But he's
all
done.
These things are going to come out.
He's done.
They said that he's done.
Blake Anderson.
And so when that happens, everyone on the roster is free. Just like last year, everyone at Northwestern was free to go in the portal again. So all of a sudden, there's teams right now that have been going like, you know what? They've got Utah State's got some players that you would like to have.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're sitting there at Colorado and you only have 74 players, you're looking for someone just for bodies.
Fill it out.
Just bodies.
Fill it out.
Fine. They started at Utah State last year. Take them. Don't even look at them. Just take them. Just take them. We've got 74 guys. You need some guys.
That's fascinating.
You need some guys.
That's now Colorado's interesting in part because, now think about this. Colorado's picked 11th with the offensive player of the year in the Big 12 and the defensive player of the year. That doesn't happen very often.
And they're saying there's two first-round draft picks.
If you have two first-round draft picks, you normally are picked higher than.
Well, Colorado in basketball was a play-in game, weren't they? I believe play-in. They were very last person basically, and they had two first-rounders in basketball. There's only two. Five on the court. There's five on the court, and they had two first-rounders.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else even – did any other teams have one? Two first-rounders?
Unclear.
Maybe Kentucky, but that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
that's incredible. Mm-hmm. But, yes, that is – I think there's the fascination in the Big 12, I think, is incredible. That is a league that I will watch 10 times more excited about that than the ACC.
So I'm looking at the Big 12.
Top to bottom, talking.
Me too.
So we know that, again, you mentioned that Colorado, they've got Travis Hunter and Shadur Sanders. Travis Hunter is the defensive preseason player of the year, and he's still a very good receiver at Colorado.
He's a good receiver.
He is the Big 12 preseason defensive player of the year, and Oklahoma State's Ollie Gordon II is the offensive player of the year projected at this point.
Okay, and Shadur's the first team quarterback.
That's right, correct.
Yeah.
And if you want to see something fun, go back and watch Hunter's high school film.
Oh, really?
It's ridiculous. It is absolutely it's wow.
That good?
That young man impresses me beyond belief.
Go back to his first game of the year, but it's hot as heck.
And he played like 110 snaps. What he does on defense and still be that good of a receiver.
Yeah.
He's a first-round pick. I mean, he's probably a top five.
Jeez.
He's probably
probably
a top five pick.
He's not their only receiver either.
They have good receivers.
They do.
Yeah.
They'll have three or four very good receivers, Jake. The game is – that game, you can push back. It's scary. I was talking to their writer yesterday.
Oh, whoa, time out. What is this? What was that?
Brian Howell
He's a friend of yours, a colleague.
Yeah, he said, if you need me on your show, please let me know. We'll have him on as the game gets closer, Brian Howell. He portrays it as Colorado's they're a bowl team. I mean, that game in Lincoln will be, I think, kind of scary. It's scary because of what Bill's saying about Travis Hunter. It's scary because of Shedeur Sanders. They have some players. They figure they're going to be better up front on offense. Well, they can't get much worse. They think they'll be pretty good along the line of scrimmage. I don't know what kind of defense they'll have. And they're picked 11th, though, so you don't want to go overboard. I don't know what these picks mean, though.
Nothing that doesn't overly get me too worked up of anything.
I don't assess a program based on these picks.
No. Oklahoma State's returning a bunch of players. They really are. It's going to be...
They are.
The one thing that
they got six first.
There's one thing there's a guarantee on basically when you maybe go past one or two. There's going to be colossal failures, and then there's going to be a couple. There'll be one or two West Virginias in there,
right?
Where you go, whoa,
right?
All of a sudden, Cincinnati's winning eight or nine games, or something odd's going to happen,
right? There's or TCU's be, yeah. picked 10th. Oh no, yeah. They'll win 10.
So there's going to be some things you go, wow, that did not add up in our heads as this was getting started.
Think about this, Bill. You follow college football closely. Look at the teams in the middle. I mean, Texas Tech's a good program, picked 9th. UCF, good program, picked 8th.
You don't want to go to Texas Tech.
No, I know.
You want to go there right now and play no. play there at night?
Don't be tough.
Whipping tortillas at you?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to go there.
Mm-mm.
And they're 9th.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. When you see I looked at one last night. It was posted somewhere, just the Big Ten Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look, it's like, okay, we're going to try to finish in the top two to get in. To the
good
championship
luck.
Game. Ooh. It's like, whoa. Well, gotta be better than Penn State. Better be better than Oregon. Are you better than Ohio State? Are you going to do? How about Michigan? Are you better than Michigan?
I mean,
better than Nebraska? All these things, it's like, wow.
When you look at these polls, you could see why there'd be some push to expand the playoff. Even more.
Agreed.
Even more. Because there's got to be a lot of teams that have good seasons that are nowhere near the playoff.
Well, think about this, that you've got five teams receiving first place votes preseason. Mm-hmm. So those are all, I mean, Kansas has got five votes.
Exactly.
Arizona's got three in the media poll. They could be a 10-11 win team possibly.
Yeah, Utah has 20. K-State has 19. Oklahoma State has 14. Yeah. Kansas had five, thought they would get more. Arizona had three.
That's it.
Yeah, that's... And five Iowa teams. State could have gotten a vote or two, right?
Absolutely.
That's six teams. Yeah, you look at these leagues, how much difference do you think there is between 5 Arizona and 13 BYU?
Yeah, not
a big difference.
During the season, BYU beat Arizona. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
So you know,
Arizona goes to BYU and BYU wins?
Arizona's going to be a ridiculously fun team to watch.
Are they?
Fafita's incredible quarterback.
He's stuck
around.
Oh,
God, is he good.
The name again, please.
Noah Fafita?
Fafita.
Lafita.
He did not follow Jed Fish to Washington. He stayed around in Arizona. He's a stud, though.
Okay.
Yes. Upon some research on Washington yesterday, just throw this out. It's a random thing to talk about. They lost 67 players. 67 players through
their runner-ups.
Graduation. Portal, you name it. They lost 67.
That is an incredible
that team was
number.
Second place in college.
And you have to remember
year.
Too. Washington was probably operating about tops at maybe 95 to 100. Washington doesn't have 30 walk-ons. So they probably had 105 to 110 on their team total.
They lost 7/10 of the roster.
67 of them are gone.
It's a new team. Yeah.
They finished second place.
In the country.
Now, that's
country.
The part of college football I'm not down with, but whatever. Gundy's amazing, by the way. I mean, Gundy has six. I think they have six first-team picks. Yeah. Gundy.
Loaded.
Gundy's still getting it done. Yeah. At age, our age, 58.
I think it's between Iowa, with friends, Gundy.
And Whittingham
are the three
longest
tenured coaches.
Ferentz, Gundy, Whittingham.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, Gundy's been there forever. Gundy is the same as Whittingham. He played there. Now, Kyle played at BYU, but he played at Oklahoma State, went directly into coaching as an assistant, then to the head coach. So he was playing there in the late 80s.
Yep.
And he's still there.
Yep.
He's still
loyalty.
There.
Mm-hmm. Mike Gundy. Yeah.
Unbelievable man.
Love him.
Yeah,
love
we do.
Mike Gundy. We're Gundy fans here.
Yeah, we are.
When we come back, Sean Callahan, Husker Online, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Sheen.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.